from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Craig Williams, age 44 at the time of this interview.
Birthday, July 12, 1971. My connection to this neighborhood is more so through mentoring the youth through the game of football. I'm the president of the Penn Hills Youth Football Program. I've been involved with the Penn Hills Youth Football Program since 2007. I've also been a coach at Penn Hills High School since 2009. Growing up, for me as a child, it was rough. My mother passed away when I was 2 years old of a drug overdose. My father was a heroin addict. So at the age of two, I learned how to be a man. I had to fend for myself. Had a younger sister who I had to look out for. So I was a man before I was a boy. When I was six, my father went away to a federal prison for 10 years. I didn't see him again until I was 16. Had an aunt and uncle that adopted me and my sister. That was kind of rough for us, but it made me the person that I am today. I went through a lot of tough times, down to going days without eating. I would have to go to the store and steal for me and my sister to eat. One time I kept going to the same store where the guy would just let me walk out. Come to find out years later, my grandfather was taking the guy money and telling him, hey, whatever my grandson wants, just give it to him when he leaves out. I didn't learn that part until I got a little older. I didn't have any mentors that helped me out through my life, but my grandfather, he was one who I didn't want to disappoint, which is one of my decisions for jumping in the military. We had a great relationship. I was like the son he never had. Sports definitely played a role in me going to high school. I knew if I wasn't academically sound that I couldn't play the sport. So I loved the sport more than school. And because I loved the sport, it made me do well in school. I am the type of person that although I had to put football aside to go into the military, I still went to college. I still played football. I still did everything I wanted to do with no regrets, none. When you go to military, they strip you down and they build you back up. And that's what it did. It stripped me down mentally and it built me back up. My first 5.5 years, I was on a ship, the USS Flint. So I was in a job title where I was like the jack of all trades. We did a lot of out to sea time, a lot of Westpacs. I got to see a lot of different countries that I would never get to see if I wasn't in the military. During my military time, my kids were younger. So when I came back, it was like, Dad's back. It's exciting, like I was on a little vacation. But as they got older, and when I got finished with my shore duty, there was no way I could go back to a ship because I couldn't see leaving them behind. That's what made me decide to be done with active duty and just finish up with reserves. My kids inspired me to become the person I am today because everything that I do reflects on my kids. So I didn't want my kids to see the type of father that I saw growing up. And then I didn't want to be a hypocrite either, you know. So I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs. And I encourage my kids not to do those type of things. So I don't do it so they can't say, well, Dad, you do it. What's the difference? So my kids were the biggest inspiration of me becoming the person I am today. And not just my kids, even the kids that I deal with outside of my home, you know, I like them to see what type of person I am. So at least they don't want to be like me, be better than me. Make sure the things that you choose, they're your own choices and they're good choices. Honor your parents. I know parents may get on your nerves, but they weren't born at that age. They went through some things in life. Or they may be telling you some things so you don't have to go through it. You don't have to put your hand in some hot coals and know it's going to get burnt. The life that's put in front of you and the path it takes, that's the path that God intended for you. How you deal with it is up to you. He's not going to put more on you than what you can handle. And you're going to make some mistakes. Trust me, you are. And you're going to choose the wrong path. Just know how to go get back on the straight and narrow. I'm not perfect either. There's only one perfect person. I have my vices. But for the most part, I try to do well for myself and I try to do right by others.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Miguel Jackson and Cameron Griffin. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.